and he was, up until he retired, president of Daniel Baker College. And he was teaching at Daniel Baker at that time. And he'd come to Waco and spend the summer. And I'd go with him. I wouldn't, as long as John and I wasn't mad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if John and I had a little breakup, then I'd go with Will, because I wanted to hurt him. Wasn't that awful?
Shame on you.
And I'd go with him. Uh-huh. So finally, he asked me if, you know, if I thought I could love him. And I made up my mind. I told my mother I was going to marry him. He'd been wanting me to for years. Mama said, "No, sugar, you can't do that. You don't want to, and you can't do that."
Yeah.
And she talked to me a long time. Yes, I am. I'll show John.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So we went to the show. And this is the difference in boys and girls in my day.
Yeah.
In a buggy. Coming on back while he was talking about getting married and everything, and I was halfway sanctioning it, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, he reached over. I had his hat in my lap. It was night, of course. And he reached over and got my hand and kissed it. I thought I'd jump out of that buggy. That was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. And I thought then, if I can't stand for that man to kiss my hand, I could never love him.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
So when I began to talk to him then, I said, "No, Will, I couldn't ever marry you," and he wouldn't know why. And I told him the truth. But he stayed at the Raleigh and left town that night.
Huh.
And he wrote me the awfulest, ugliest letter. I didn't know anybody. I didn't think it was in him.
Well, aren't you glad you didn't marry him if he was like that?
Well, he was just telling me how I had led him on for these 5 long years. Every summer I came to Waco and stayed strictly to be with you. You led me on. Nothing ugly, you know. He didn't say anything ugly. So I sat down and wrote him a letter, and I let Mom read it. She said, "That's one of the nicest letters I ever read. He'll understand." And he called me long distance from Brownwood and apologized.
Oh, good.
And I've never seen or heard tell of him since.
Huh. Wonder what happened to him.
He never did marry.
Oh, really?
And since John's been gone, his cousin, she's a matchmaker, she called me.
Oh, dear.
And she said, "Say, Will's here. Would you like to see him?" I said, "No." "Yes." She said, "I'll bring him out." I said, "No, wait a minute. I know you, Ollie. I've known you all of my life. Don't bring Will Wilson out here. I don't want to see him for the reason you do. Now, I'd like to see him because he's a good friend. He's a good man." And so she says, "And you don't want me to bring him?" I said, "No, ma'am, I don't."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get put on the spot like that. Yes.
So she didn't, and I haven't.
Uh-huh.
And he retired about 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, it'd be different if you just happened to run into him, but for her to bring him over.
Certainly. To get us started back together again.
Oh, yeah. That's really cute.
And I told her later on, we got talking about it, and I said, "Now I want to tell you something. I'm a different person to you, what you are. When Sidney died, you didn't wait very long to marry. That was your business. There was nothing disgraceful about it. But it proved definitely to me that you didn't love Sidney like I love John. I could never marry again." She said, "Well, you might. My husband's been dead 14 years. I said, "No, ma'am, I'm too old to marry. Not after having the kind of husband I had.